listening
to the Modern Horrors
Podcast Network.
Welcome to the 62nd episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
On today's episode, we're having a special, which means we're not doing our regular thing, not just because we're lazy and didn't watch movies this week, but also because we wanted to discuss our top 10 horror films of the year 2017.
Woo.
So happy New Year to everybody, because it's
New Year's Day.
I think it's New Year's Day when this is dropping. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da.
Thank you, Carly. Appreciate that. So we're just talking about our top 10. We're going to count down. Carly, do you know what that means?
It means we start with the worst one.
Yeah. Carly likes to start at the top sometimes.
I learned that from our last countdown.
Yeah. So we're going to start with the worst one, as Carly puts it, and work our way up to our favorite of 2017. And then we will be listing some of your top of 2017. And we'll also be nominating our least favorite film of the year, 2017. So are you ready, Carly?
So ready.
All right. Well, let's get started then. We're not even doing a trailer trash talk, you guys. We're just jumping right in.
We're jumping right in, head first.
It's a special, so we can... You know what a special means?
Special.
It means we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Wine.
I have Pepsi.
How are you celebrating New Year's with Pepsi?
That's fair.
What the fuck are you doing?
I didn't think about it, okay? I didn't think about... It's Thursday. Did not think about the New Year's... thing.
All right.
Mappy.
That's all right. Do you want to go first with your number 10 film of 2017?
Sure. I'm kicking it off with It Comes at Night, which I know is not everybody's favorite, but I really liked it. Directed by Trey Edward Schultz.
We talk about that one on the show. I think we talked about it a little bit. We didn't do
like
a full-on episode on it. I was underwhelmed with that one.
Yeah, I really liked it. I really liked how it was done. I still think that it's like part of the horror genre, even though some people, I guess, didn't. But I thought it was really well done. I thought that it was really well shot. It looked great. I appreciated there's an animal that dies in it, but it was like well done. It gave the idea of it without showing anything. So I appreciated that. I don't know. I really enjoyed this movie, and I saw this movie alone. And so even sometimes when I see movies alone, I don't enjoy them as much as I should because, you know, it's nice to have someone to like feed off of. But I actually really liked my time with this movie.
I was bored.
I wasn't.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you liked it.
Yeah.
I do wonder if I watched it again, if I would like it more, because I think I just had higher expectations and different expectations than what it was.
For like, sure.
I feel like watching this film, I understood what some people felt when they watched The Witch.
Yeah.
Do you
totally.
Know what I mean? Like, it was like really high expectations, thinking it's going to be really exciting. And then it's kind of more artistic and slow and a little bit boring. Although I like The Witch a lot, but, yeah, all right. I mean, I'm willing to give It Comes at Night a go, another go at some point. But I'm not like excited about it.
That's fair. That's how I kind of felt when I watched The Witch, cause I was expecting super horror and I did not get super horror, but then I watched it again and I really liked it.
Yeah. I think, I mean, I just don't really care about watching it again.
For sure.
To me, it was pretty forgettable. Like, I remember a little bit of what happened, but yeah. Well, my number 10 is The Transfiguration by Michael O'Shea.
Nice. Which we talked about.
Yeah, we watched this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really good story. I think it's really interesting, different, creative. It's got some artistic flair. We got kind of a different setting than we're used to seeing, different characters than we're used to seeing. I like The Transfiguration a lot. It doesn't stick out in my head as much, but I keep a 2017 horror, or I keep a horror list on Letterboxd for each year. So as I watched this one, or as I watched all my 2017 horror films, I rate them as I go. And this one ranked really highly for me. And it's not one I would normally think was in my top 10, but, you know, the more I thought about it, I was like, yeah, I think it does belong there. It does belong at the bottom, but I think it really does have a place on my top 10 list.
Nice. I liked this movie, but I didn't love this movie. And it didn't make my top 10, but I understand it.
I had a lot of 4-star movies. But to me, the rating system on Letterboxd is kind of weird because, you know, it's just a 5-star system. And to me, there's a lot that goes into films that makes me enjoy them. You know, sometimes it's because it's really exciting and really fun. Sometimes it's because it's just really well directed.
Mm-hmm.
And the story's really good. It might not be something that I would remember as much, but it really is fairly flawless as a film. And that's kind of how I feel about this one. Like, it's pretty flawless. There's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't stick out in my memory. But I think in comparison to some of my other 4-star films, it ranks higher up there. So
there you go.
So there it is.
There it is.
So what do you have at number 9?
The Belko Experiment.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that very interesting.
I had fun with this movie. I feel like a lot of my horror picks for this year are more on the comedy side. Maybe that's just what I was in the mood for.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're either like really depressing or funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, looking at them. I really liked this movie, though. I thought it was really fun. I thought that I enjoyed that I didn't really think about this movie too much. I actually really wanted to see Mayhem, which is kind of like we talked a lot about them kind of having similar vibes.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to watch that, which I was kind of bummed out about before we did this list. But yeah, I don't know. I like the cast. I just had a lot of fun with this movie. I didn't have to like really think about it very much. It was just like people being people and also blood. So
yeah.
I just thought it was a lot of fun.
This one, Belko ranked in like more of the 3-star arena for me.
Sure.
Where it wasn't bad and it just wasn't awesome. It was just kind of like, okay, like it's fun, but I don't really know what it's offering me.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like story or like even there's definitely some like excitement, that type of thing. But I don't think it was different or interesting enough to rank higher. But I could agree with you that it's a good experience. Like it was a fun theater experience. I'm glad I saw it in the theaters.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, didn't rank up on my top 10, but I could see that. I can dig it.
Thanks.
I can dig it. We both saw that in the theaters.
I mean,
not together, but
right around the same time because we talked about it shortly after.
Well,
I really liked it.
My number 10 or my number 9 rather. My number 9 film is Better Watch Out by Chris Peckover.
Loved that movie.
I really enjoyed it. We just did an episode on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it ranked high. The more I thought about it, the more I was like, it should be in my top 10. There's very little wrong with it and a lot right with it. And even upon second watching, it was still amazing. So
yeah.
It definitely belongs there, I think.
I'm not going to say too much about it because it's elsewhere on my list. So
okay.
I approve, though.
Okay. Awesome. Thumbs up for Better Watch Out.
Okay, so my number eight.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about this, how it's not really horror, but it is called A Ghost Story, so I put it on my list. Directed by David Lowery. I didn't know what to expect when I saw this movie, and it's very, very sad, but very, very good. I really, really liked this movie. I haven't seen it since I saw it in the theater, but like, it's one of those movies that like makes you think and is eerie in just the way that certain things were filmed, and there's like a whole time lapse situation going on. And I really, really liked this movie.
I remember when this came out and I remember wanting to see it, but I kind of held off. This certainly isn't horror, and I call bullshit on it being in your list just because there's
really,
a ghost.
I don't know. Like, I was looking at the other movies that I've seen this year, and I just, like, I couldn't swap it out for something else.
I think that it was this year in horror was good. I think it just started off with a bang and kind of ended in a whimper. So we didn't have... It didn't hold strong throughout, so a lot of people think like this wasn't that great of a year in horror, but I think it just didn't end as strongly as it started.
Because yeah.
Some of the movies we got at the beginning of the year were really good.
No, it started super strong. Like, we started with Get Out, pretty much, I feel like.
Yeah.
And that really just, like...
And Split, which
and
was
Split.
Also pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I totally agree with that, with that sentiment, because I remember when we first talked about doing a top 10, I was like, I can think of two movies.
I was like, that's such bullshit. We've covered more than two movies this year, and you liked almost all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just forget. But that's why you got to keep
worthy?
A running list. That's why you got to keep a running list. Yeah.
Well, now I know for next year, I'll have to start a list.
You said that last year.
Well, whoops. There's always room for improvement.
Or the same
improvement. Key Fingers is going to be my first.
All right. I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to, like, watch you on Letterboxd and be like, you better have a private list going because I don't see jack shit on there, Carly.
I have, like, really good moments with Letterboxd where I'm like, this is happening. Like, my, horror movie a day in October, I was, like, super solid on for, like, 2 weeks. And then that was it.
Yeah. For any of you listeners who aren't constantly on the internet like I am or we are, Letterboxd, LETTERBOXD.com is a website where you can keep track of all the movies you're watching. You can rate and review them. You can make lists of films you're watching, categorize films. It's a really handy website if you like to watch a lot of movies or get suggestions on movies from friends, because you can be friends with people on there. It's a good social media site. It's a really great website. I find it helpful to keep track of the films I'm watching. If you're on there, you can follow me because I keep track of all the movies we watch for the show, all the trailer trash talk films we've done, what episodes those are in. So if you want to look at that, feel free. I keep track of all of that shiz on there. And I also have random lists. You can see what I'm watching and things that aren't horror, things that are that I don't talk about on the show. So find me on there. What's my name on there? Let me see. Awiki, Awiki is my name on there.
And I'm Carly Michelle, Michele, 1L.
1L. All right, cool.
Yes.
Where were we? Oh, you did Ghost Story.
Yes.
Which, again, I call bullshit because that is not a scary movie.
Well, deal with it because it's not moving. It's not going anywhere.
Fine. Okay, what are we on? Seven?
Eight.
Oh, eight. My number eight was Creep 2, which I really enjoyed. I love Mark Duplass and everything he does. I love Creep. I love Creep 2. There's peen in it, which is always a bonus. I mean, I don't really think I have to defend it much. I already said there's peen in it. So
yep. People are like automatically going on the list.
Yeah. So, you know, it's got that peen factor that automatically adds an extra star to my rating for your film.
From Mark Duplass peen factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Automatic plus one.
This is why I'm not a movie reviewer.
No, this is why you should be a movie reviewer.
It's got the peen factor.
Oh, yes. The Duplass peen factor. Add a star. Thank you.
Amy, you can only add 5 stars. Yeah, well, this one has 7 because there is a peen. And it lasts a really long time, so it's get 2 stars.
It does. It gets extra screen time.
Extra peen stars.
Oh, I mean,
we talked about this one on the show. You guys heard me squeal about it. It is also now streaming on Netflix. So if you guys were waiting to listen to that episode for it to be streaming on something easier to watch and you didn't have to pay for it, extra anyway, it's now on Netflix. So go check it out and go listen to that episode because it's a pretty
really fun,
fun
episode. It might be one of my favorite ones of the year.
It was a good one of the year.
Death, I think it's number 2. I really liked our anniversary episode.
Yeah, that was a good one also. But yeah, Creep 2. Check it out if you have it. That one was fun.
Yes.
I didn't see that on a lot of lists, a lot of our user lists. So we'll see.
Well, it's on mine.
Maybe
so
they have
talk about the peen again.
Okay. Perfect. That's all I ever wanted.
Same.
All I've ever wanted out of life.
Most excellent.
All right. What do you got at number 7, girl?
Number 7, I have The Babysitter, directed by McGee.
Babysitter, huh?
Yeah.
Made it to the top 10.
I really like this movie. Again, comedy, depressing. I really am only in 2 realms this year on my top 10 situation.
You know what's interesting is that I thought that I liked The Babysitter more than you did, and it's nowhere on my top 10.
I really liked The Babysitter.
Okay.
Did you really like it more than me? Because apparently not. It's my number 7.
I mean, I just thought like I felt like when we did our episode on The Babysitter that I was a little bit more stoked on it than you were upon second viewing. And
I liked this movie a lot. It stood out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like when I was making my list, this was like an easy add. I knew this was going to be in there.
Yeah.
Because it was like fun. It was funny. Again, yeah. I didn't have to think about it. I really liked the way that it looked. I liked all of the characters. I like my nerdiness immediately was like called upon in it. And I was just like, yes, on board.
Okay.
Sign me up.
I mean, I was into it, too. It just didn't make it for me. I don't know. I might have seen more 2017 films than you, though.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of the ones that you. Well, not a lot, but
I'm just surprised it's on your top 10. But I'm
full of surprises.
Surprise.
Also, I really like the poster, but now all I think of is the Steve Harrington Stranger Things thing.
Oh my God. If you guys didn't
just
see
makes
that
me
poster.
So happy. It might be my favorite thing that I've seen in the past like 3 months.
That poster is amazing. I think
it's
I
gold.
Posted it on Instagram a while ago. If you haven't seen that poster, it's Steve Harrington from
Stranger Things,
but it's the same poster as the
and
babysitter.
It's got Dustin in the glasses instead of the little kid, and
it's
really, Hair by Farrah.
It's really fantastic.
Is that poster sold anywhere? Because I will buy it, and it'll be the only poster in my room.
You could probably get it printed somehow.
Want it.
Check out eBay. Maybe eBay. What number are we on? Is it my
7.
Turn? Oh, is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, my number 7 was Split.
It's so low on your list.
I don't think it's low on my list.
7 low.
Girl,
7's low out of 10.
All of the films that I have called out so far are 4-star films in my eyes, which means they're all fantastic films that I really enjoyed. And I'm really just ranking them in order of how they stick out in my head. Now, I saw Split really early in the year. To me, it fell like in the middle of my top 10. Honestly, making my top 10 is not easy because I'm a picky bitch and I've seen a lot of movies. I think I saw like 30 2017 movies, which, you know, so it's in the top third of my films.
That's fair.
That's pretty good. I really enjoyed it. I don't think it was flawless. There was some weirdness. But I really, really liked it. I am stoked M. Night Shyamalan has come back to us as a decent director and is doing new and fun things.
Sam, this is like the best thing that he's done in a while.
Well, that other movie he did with The Better Watch Out Twins was pretty good too.
What movie was that?
The one that was before Split. The one that's like, God damn it, what's it called? You know what I'm talking about. The one where they go to their grandma's house.
Oh. Yep. I do.
Did you not notice that it's the same two kids from
No,
Better Watch
I did.
Out?
I thought for some reason when you said the twins
Oh,
or the two people, for like the twins from Better Watch Out, I was totally thinking that like there was like a twin director
duo or something like that. I'm just confusing the shit out of you with my weird my weird speak.
I was like, what the hell is she even saying? Yeah, no, that's a good movie film.
Yeah,
but I mean, Split was better.
I'm glad M. Night Shyamalan's back. I think that Seven's the right place for that film. I think it's very good. And I think I put it in the correct spot in my top 10.
There you go.
Yeah. So what you got for six, girl?
Creep 2 and The Peen.
Okay. So you ranked that one higher than me.
I really liked Creep 2.
I liked it too.
Both times that I watched it.
Yeah.
So
it's true. It's second, being able to watch a movie two times is, it says something, especially with how many movies we watch.
Yeah, like if I watch a movie more than once, I'm into it. Because, I don't know.
Unless I make you watch it more than
once. Unless you make me watch it more than once and I complain and bitch about it the whole time.
Yeah, you do.
Or sometimes I'll like fall asleep and I'll like have to watch it again. It's like the worst.
Yeah.
But when I watch a movie twice front to back, it's good. It's a good sign.
All right, man.
So yeah, what about you?
My number six is Gerald's Game, which we haven't talked about yet, but I hope we talk about soon. That Mike Flanagan, man, he is.
He does some things.
He does all the things I like. I love him as a director. He can do no wrong. I haven't seen a film of his I didn't love. So, you know, I love Gerald's Game. I think I hope to talk about it more on the show, so I'm going to kind of keep the rest of my opinions to myself. But definitely, you know, it would have been higher, but I saw a couple movies recently that I think were a little stronger, so that it got kicked down a few spaces. But I still think that it's really good. Definitely, definitely top 10 material for me.
It's good. I really liked it, too. Didn't make my top 10. For reasons that I'm sure that we'll discuss later.
Yes. It didn't but make your top 10? Really?
It didn't make my top 10. Again, we can...
Wait a minute. You like The Babysitter more than Gerald's Game?
Absolutely.
Girl, I call bullshit.
I had way more fun with The Babysitter. I didn't have to think about it. Gerald's Game's really good. I'm totally not trying to downplay Gerald's Game. I'm basing my top 10 are movies that like, I enjoyed, I had fun with, I got something either emotionally out of or comedically out of, or just that like I really like enjoyed my time with. I did not enjoy my time with Gerald's Game.
Oh my God.
I think it's really excellent, but I don't want to say too much because I know that we're going to talk about it. I know that we're going to talk about it.
We need to do an episode on it
because
I have all the words to say to you right now.
I had some issues with it.
I have all the words to say to you right now.
We'll talk about it. We will.
Fuck, Carly, this makes me so sad.
It's good. It'll be good.
Oh, I can't wait till we can talk
more
about it.
It'll be a good episode.
I'm like, fuck. I have so much to say. Damn it,
we'll
I gotta keep my mouth closed. Don't
we'll
like doing that. Okay. What you got next? What's number five? Top five. We're making it to the top five.
My number five was It.
Okay. Interesting.
I don't have a ton to say about it. I really liked it. It was really fun. It also was not my favorite.
Say it a couple more times.
It was great. It was fun. It was number five on my list.
I don't know why that's so funny to me. I really like it.
It very much reminded me of like, again, Stranger Things and also Stand By Me. It had good vibes. I had a lot of fun with the movie It. I don't really have that much to say about it.
It's on my top five too, but it's not there. So
What is on your top or five?
My number five film of 2017 was Raw, which I really hope to do an episode on, except for the fact that I think you might die if you watch this movie.
I refuse to watch this movie.
Really good movie. Really want you to watch it, even though I know you'll have a hard time with a couple scenes. I think it's worth it. And maybe I will just mark the moments to close your eyes.
I'll give this movie to Jason and I'll have him edit out the...
No, because you kind of just need to experience it because it's really good.
You can't
good.
Unsee things, Amy. You can't unsee them.
Yeah, but you can just learn to embrace those emotions and allow them to wash over you and then move
I
on with your life.
I don't want to.
I'm being poetic for
okay,
effect.
Fine. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. We'll see.
Well, we'll see because it's not up to you and we'll get to that later.
Oh, dang.
So.
Shots fired.
It's up to you guys. We'll get there, though. Stick it out to the end of the episode when I tell you more about that.
Son of a gun. My number four?
Yes.
Split.
Okay.
Again, we don't have a ton to say about it. We might talk more about it, too, so I don't want to say too much about it.
Okay. That's fair.
Right? I really enjoyed this movie. It was way better than I thought it was going to be, and James McAvoy fucking blew it out of the water. So, number four.
He did. That's true. He kicked ass and took names.
Both of those things.
Yeah. I already told you that I liked it. You ranked it a little higher than I would, but you know, I liked it too. I liked it all the same.
Stood out in my brain.
Okay. My number four is It. So, a little flippy floppy there.
Flippy flops.
I honestly think it probably should have been lower on my list. It should have been lower on my list. but in terms of things like character development and acting and just general feel, cinematography, effects, I think it was really sticking out to me. I saw it twice in theaters. The second time I didn't even really want to see it, but I still really enjoyed my time with it.
Nice. See, I've only seen it once, so I think that might be, you know, I didn't really get a chance to sit with it, and it didn't get a chance to do my twofer.
I honestly think in general, like, I don't know. Like, I had a hard time figuring out where to put it because I think originally it was much lower on my list. But then when I started to think about things like film quality and characters, because I had a lot of 4-star films. I had a lot of 4-star films this year. Mm-hmm. So I had to kind of start ranking it based on other things like story and characters and, like, I don't know, effects, things like that. Had to take more precedence. And also, I mean, it says something that this film has really brought together people who don't even really like horror movies, enjoyed this and went out to theaters to see it. I mean, I think it did a lot for the horror genre as a whole.
It was definitely one of those movies that you didn't need to be a horror film lover to go see.
Yeah. So I think that also has something to do with it being so high on my list. Obvious, I think most of our listeners have seen it at this point. But yeah, I think it deserves the number four spot.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Are we really at the top three already?
Top three.
Dang. All right. Counting it down. What you got?
I got The Devil's Candy.
Okay.
Directed by Sean Byrne.
Sure.
Love this movie.
Love the Sean Byrne.
Love him.
Yes.
Love Ethan Embry with metal hair and shirtless.
Yes.
Love that. Love that surprise scene.
Yes.
Another movie that I watched more than once and mm-hmm. was super into both. If not, I might have even watched this three times. Definitely twice, though. This movie was great. I really enjoyed it. Definitely, I knew this was going to be one of my top threes.
Yeah, samesies. I love that one. It's not my top three. It's not my third, but no. I, as we all know, I love Sean Byrne and I love Devil's Candy.
Yeah.
So sweet placement there. My number three film is Mother.
Interesting.
Which I've seen fairly recently.
Same.
And when I first saw it, it grew on me like a fungus, and then it stuck with me for a long time. So, like, I don't know, the day after I saw it, I was still, like, reading about it and thinking about it and replaying scenes in my head and trying to figure some things out. I really like that. I really like it when a movie can do that. I think Jennifer Lawrence is fucking amazing, and who doesn't want to watch her for 2 hours? I do. I want to watch her for all the hours. I think she's beautiful. I think she's amazing. I just love, love, love her. And I like Darren Aronofsky. I think he's super talented. I think he put his heart and soul into this movie, and it shows. And I also like what he says about this movie, in that it's not for everybody. And some people are going to love it, and some people are gonna hate it, and that's okay. I wasn't sure if I loved it or hated it when I finished watching it, and to me, that's kind of the sign of a really smart and interesting film. And the more I thought about it, the more I liked it. It's special, and I think it belongs in my top three.
This movie ninja'd my brain.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how else. It, like, planted at the beginning of the movie, like, planted a little seed, a little bomb, a ninja star. And I was, like, watching it, and I was, like, unimpressed with it, and even, like, I was into it at the beginning, and then I was really bored, and then I was really confused. And then, like, the end happened, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, Jennifer Lawrence had this one line that I was just like, I fucking love this movie. And then at the end of the movie, I was like, how do I feel? I don't understand what just happened to me. And then you and I spoke the next day about it, and you, like, shed some light on some things and some symbolism. And I was just like, fuck, I need to watch that movie again. I really liked it, but I didn't think that I liked it. And then my brain exploded. And so yes. I took a couple days off. And I really want to watch it again because
I think we should do an episode on it. I really want to. So I'll hold off on getting into, like, the crazy symbolism stuff. But I really would love to do an episode and just fucking dig into this movie. Like,
let's do it.
Even if we just talked about this movie. And, like, I know we never just talk about one movie, but I think we could probably just talk about that movie for an episode.
100%. I think we could do it.
No problem. Yeah. So when it's streaming, let's do it.
Okay.
I would really love to do it. And maybe we can get Manya on, who is who's a writer for Modern Horrors, and she loves, loves, loves Mother, like, more than anyone I've ever met. So I think maybe we could have a girl episode and talk about that one. I think that'd be
awesome. Yes, I'm in.
I just randomly thought of that. Manya has no idea that that was an idea I had, but I think we should do that.
She'll love it.
I think she would, too. Okay. What are we on? Two already? Fuck. Okay. What's your second highest ranked film?
Get Out by Jordan Peele.
Get Out. That's mine also.
Get Out.
Get Out.
So good. We crack ourselves up.
Oh, we're hilarious. Get Out was number one on my list for a bit of the year.
Same.
I didn't think it was possible to top it. And I think that it's really pretty much tied with the film I picked for number one.
Same.
There's just one thing that pushed that other one above it, and I'll get there. But
same, actually.
Yeah. I think, but I Get Out's also really not super fresh in my head.
I've seen it since the theaters, to be fair.
I feel like I remember it really well, though. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I can play that movie almost from beginning to end in my head. And I only saw it once in the theaters almost a year ago. That fucking says something.
Yeah.
Who the fuck can say that? Like, I remember, like, exact lines. I remember expressions on faces. I remember a lot of the scenes very, very vividly. But for some reason, I don't remember, like, the heart-wrenchingness of it. And I remember that there was a lot of heart-wrenching, but I can't quite recreate that. So I
just remember the funny as well.
Yeah, like, there is a funny part to it, sure.
The funny, yeah. The roommate or friend guy was hilarious.
I would like to rewatch and do an episode on it, but, you know, as of right now, it's sitting at number two with me as well.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't want to say too much because I want to do an episode on it. And I know we've discussed it briefly on the show.
Same.
But if you guys haven't seen Get Out, I really recommend it. We have one listener who doesn't like Get Out, and it blows my mind. Blows my mind. I don't understand how anyone could not like it, appreciate
it. At least appreciate it.
Yeah. It's really well made.
I agree.
But Get Out was a 5-star film for me. It has 5 stars.
It was 5-star. I don't think I rated it on Letterboxd, but I'd give it 5 stars.
It was a 5-star. And then I had one other 5-star for 2017, but I'll let you go first.
Better Watch Out is my number one.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. It's been a really long time, Get Out included, since I've been, like, surprised by a movie, especially a horror movie. And I did not even sort of see this one coming. Our lead child actor, Levi Miller, just, again, blows it out of the water. Like, he's so good. The whole cast is really, really strong. But, like, to play a sadistic 12-year-old, like, this, I don't know. This movie was so good the first time around. It, like, I was surprised by it. I enjoyed it. And then the second time around, I saw a lot of things that I didn't see the first time that only enhanced the story even more. Like, it was almost like a new movie because, you know what happens. And not a lot of movies do that. And so this was definitely my standout 2017 movie.
Wow. I mean, I respect your opinion, but you're wrong. I mean,
well, this is my top 10, Amy, and not your top 10.
Well, I mean, it's definitely a really good film, and it's on my top 10, so obviously I really liked it, and I agree with everything you said. But it's just not a better film than Get Out. It's just not. It's
I'm
just
not saying it was. I'm saying I enjoyed it. Again, this is my top 10.
Your top 10.
My top 10 has nothing to do with quality, directorial amazingness, video, like, I don't care about that. I care about, like, how I felt about it and what I, like, interpreted from it or whatever.
That's fair.
I could give a shit about anything else in my top 10.
That's fair. Fair. I disagree, but it's fair. It's fair. You're allowed. I don't agree, but you're allowed.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I don't know.
My number one is The Devil's Candy.
It's an amazing film.
Which I just fucking loved so much. I love so much. I wish Sean Byrne didn't wait a decade to do movies. He's fucking amazing. The acting was amazing. I was scared. I was excited by Ethan Embry without a shirt.
Yep.
I was interested. Story was cool. There was different aspects to it. I mean, there's just never have I ever watched a horror movie, let it end, and then press play again. I've never done that with any movie ever. I do that with this movie. The first time I saw it, I literally watched it twice in a row. Who does that? Nobody. Just me with this movie. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I don't think I would have done that with Get Out, and that's the only reason that The Devil's Candy is ranked higher. Now, granted, I couldn't do that with Get Out because it was in the theater and not streaming at the time, but no, I would have. I just loved it. Just everything about it. 5 stars. 5 stars for me.
I agree. I love this movie as well. So, yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good solid top 10.
I think so.
For the most part, for both of us. We have a lot of shared movies up there.
We do.
Not all, but all of them. But, you know, most.
Most.
Just to give an honorable mention, I really wanted to have Brawl and Cell Block 99 be in my top 10. I've seen it recently. It's really, really good. It's by the same director that did Bone Tomahawk. And it's fantastic, starring Vince Vaughn. The only reason I took it out of my top 10 is because it is not technically horror. So I didn't want to have it in there. So I pushed it down to 11. Just, I don't know. I felt weird having it in my top 10 and not being horror. But then I saw that you put Ghost Story in yours.
I don't really think Transfiguration is horror.
Sure it is.
I didn't give you shit for it. Why? Because they talk about vampires? Well, there's a ghost in a Ghost Story.
Yeah, but they kill people in the Transfiguration. There's murder.
Someone dies
in
a Ghost Story. And no. Haunting happens.
Do they die in a distressing way?
Kind of. I mean, not in a murderous way.
I was never scared in Transfiguration. I think it's psychologically frightening. That kid was freaky. The Transfiguration is as much horror as...
I'm not giving you crap.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if Let the Right One In is horror, the Transfiguration is horror. Because they are on the same level, in my opinion, in terms of, like, actual frightfulness and tone. They're very similar. Brawl in Cell Block 99 is very much like an action thriller.
That's kind of what it seemed to me. I haven't watched it yet, but I really want to.
It's very long, but it's really, really good. Vince Vaughn is fucking amazing in it. Like, I have never seen Vince Vaughn like this. The guys on the Modern Horrors podcast, Luke and Jacob, said that they forgot they were watching Vince Vaughn when they watched this movie, and I 100% agree. It's like, it's not even him. And how many times have you seen Vince Vaughn in movies and it's just like so obvious that it's Vince Vaughn? It's like he's a completely different person and it's really fantastic. It's a really powerful movie. I watched it with Tony, my husband, who fucking freaked out. He loved it so much. But there's definitely the Bone Tomahawk gore happening in certain parts, which makes it horror-ish. But, you know, it's an action film in the same way that Bone Tomahawk's a Western, but they have like a slight horror. They have one foot in the horror ring and everything else outside of it, you know, is the best way I can. So it's on my list, but I felt weird having it in my top 10. So just honorable mention to that one. Did you want to honorable mention a film that didn't quite make your top 10, but was close?
Nope.
Okay. I had a lot of other good movies I really liked. So if you're interested, go on to Letterboxd, find me on there. You can see my 2017 horror list and kind of see all the movies I watched that were 2017. If you're interested or whatever, or share yours with me, I'd like to see that as well. You can kind of see where I was ranking things and if you agreed or disagreed. That's cool. So we were going to do a bottom film of 2017. Your least favorite, your worst experience in horror that came out in the year 2017. Are you prepared to talk about that, Carly?
Yes. It's between... Yes. Yes.
Do you want to do two? Because I could do two.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
I'm going to get some shit for this because we just kind of were talking about this. I fucking hated American Satan.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I could not even finish it. It was like the best thing about that was Boo Boo from Twilight. Oh, my God. The acting was terrible. Like, the acting was so bad. It's supposed to be a like a modern day rendition of Faust, but it like didn't even sort of make sense as that. I couldn't even finish it. It was just like, I just couldn't. That's it.
I honestly, I never heard of it until like 2 weeks ago when everyone at Modern Horrors was discussing it. And I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it. I don't know what it's about. So it's like, I have no opinion.
It's like a modern day Faust story.
I don't know what Faust is. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what that is.
It's like Damn Yankees is also like the musical, like kind of based on that, where like
never saw it.
Someone makes a deal with the devil to like make their life amazing. And then they have like, obviously like that goes to shit because you're making a deal with the devil.
Okay.
Basically.
Sure. Okay. So it's about a rock band or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
They make a deal with the devil.
I mean, I'll check it out. Because it's not that I don't believe you, but like everyone at Modern Horrors loved that movie.
Understand why.
Except for you. Well, maybe you should have finished it.
Fuck, I couldn't. It was painful. And I was watching it with Leif at the time too. And he's like in the music industry. And he was just like, this fucking movie sucks. And so we just turned it off.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry.
Well.
Did not like it.
I recently watched Found Footage 3D, which I was stoked on, and we did a trailer trash talk on, and I just really was disappointed, like, a lot. I thought it was really bad. I
haven't seen this one.
I feel bad talking shit on it, because I think that there were parts of it that were okay, and I think they had a really good idea. I think that just like the characters were really unlikable. I couldn't relate to anybody. I wasn't quite sure where like the characters were coming from in certain points. And the scares weren't quite there for me. It started off really strong. I actually thought the beginning was actually pretty funny. And then it just kind of fell off. And it was very long to me. I don't know how long this movie really is, but it felt very long. 108 minutes.
Not long, but that's okay.
Oh, girl, it felt like 2.5 hours. It felt long. I don't know. Maybe I like stopped giving it a chance about halfway through and gave up. But I did watch the whole thing and just kind of half watched the last part of it. It wasn't. And maybe in 3D it was much better, because I watched it in 2D, and maybe that's part of the problem.
I mean, that might be part of it. It's like the same thing with Shark Knight 3D. It's so much more epic in 3D.
Yeah.
I can't really speak to Found Footage 3D, though.
Okay, well then I will take Found Footage out of my bottom two, and I will put in a Cure for Wellness, which was hot garbage.
Super hot garbage.
Fucking super hot garbage. Really, really beautiful, gorgeous, crisp, amazingly beautiful to look at hot garbage that smells like shit and garbage.
Fish garbage.
And fish.
Wasn't it like fish something or other? Sweat? Was it sweat? What's happening? I don't know.
Whatever it is, it smells like
disgustingness. Bad, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
This movie was awful.
It was really bad.
And I wanted it to be so good. I was stoked to see this movie.
I know. We were so excited.
Wah, wah.
Disgusting. Really terrible.
Okay, what's your number two? Terrible movie.
That was my number two terrible movie. Oh. What's your number two terrible movie?
House is October Built 2.
Oh, yeah. That's mine, too. My next one. Wait, were we doing three?
No, but I mean, I don't have another one.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Alien.
Oh, I forgot about Alien. Alien was so bad. Alien Covenant was so bad, guys. They were like the dumbest scientists of all time. These scientists, people, were acting like they were the campers and counselors in a Friday the 13th movie, making terrible decisions. Even though they're supposed to be fucking scientists, this movie blew my brains out.
Wow. Did I hit a nerve? I hit a nerve? Did you forget about how much you hated it?
I did forget how much I hated it. That movie was the worst.
I didn't see that movie on purpose, and I'm glad I didn't.
It's so bad.
I'm okay with that decision. I was out after Prometheus, I'm going to be honest. Done. I'm good.
Like, sad that it was called Alien.
I just like to remember the first three, and I'm happy. You know, I'm good.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Honorable mention to Bedeviled, which is god awful also, but I didn't finish it. I think I watched the first 20 minutes. So I'm going to give it to House's October Built 2.
High five.
Salute to Jacob and Luke from Modern Horrors. I watched this movie because I thought they were going to have us on to talk about it, and then they didn't. So, joke's on me. You guys fucking suck. This movie fucking sucks. And god damn it. It was really bad.
About this movie, and not in a good way, in a funny, sad way,
yeah,
is that they were like, you know, people complained about the first House of October Built, like the end, and how it was like really disappointing. They're like, you don't know that that's not the end of the story. There's more. And then they put out a worse movie.
It's like the worst ending ever, I think I've ever seen. It doesn't make it better. It's worse now.
No,
it's worse
so
now.
Much worse.
It's fucking worse now. God, it's just so bad. I suffered through that fucking thing.
I'm pretty and sure it took me 3 days to finish it.
I was on Slack the entire time talking to Jacob and Luke being like, can I just turn this off, please? And they're like, no, you have to finish it. And I was like, can I please stop? No, you have to suck it up and just finish it. So I fucking watched 99 minutes of this fucking garbage. And then they didn't even have us on. Those guys fucking owe us something.
Evil. That's evil.
It's really mean. And then not even to have us on to talk about it. I have so many thoughts. Now, and it's been so long. Now if they want to have us on to talk about it,
I have to watch it
again. Guess what? I'm not doing that shit. Not doing it.
I'll come down to San Diego and we'll just drink and watch it.
I'm not doing it for you or anybody.
Well, fine.
That was a Wayne's World reference. It wasn't like a slight to you, Carly.
Twas a slight.
Okay. Did you have any more shit talkers you wanted to do?
That's really it.
Okay. Then let's move on. I asked you guys for a social media question of the week. I'm sorry. Now it's time for our newest segment, Carly. What's that called?
Social media question of the week.
So I asked you guys for a social media question of the week this week, what your top five horror films of 2017 were. I got a lot of fucking responses, like a lot of them. And some of you guys talked a lot, and I knew we wouldn't have a lot of time for it. So I kind of just took some people who didn't talk as much. I'm sorry if I cut you out. I promise I'll make it up to you. Love you all. You're all awesome. So if I don't say what you said, then don't be mad, please.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. let's start with Facebook. Yeah, let's start with Facebook.
All right. So on Facebook, we have Sam S., who has Get Out, Split, Annabelle Creation, because it improved on what was a lame movie, Cult of Chucky, Leatherface, still uncertain of how I feel about it as a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, but it's better than fucking Do Your Thing, Cuz.
What's Do Your Thing, Cuz? Is that from Alien?
No, it's from the last... I don't remember what... Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where throws him the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see Cult of Chucky or Leatherface.
Me either.
Yeah.
But I will agree with Annabelle Creation. It was good, especially in how it improved on Annabelle. Not Creation.
Where the fuck was Annabelle on my list? I feel like Annabelle was pretty fucking low. It was 18. So not super low. 18 out of 29 or 30 or whatever I watched.
I enjoyed it.
It was fine. We got Tommy B, who says, Cult of Chucky, Get Out, Shin Godzilla, Better Watch Out, and Teeth. I know, but I saw it for the first time this year, so I'm counting it.
You count it, Tommy B.
Only I'll let you. I let it slide only because I really like Teeth too, and I appreciate that he really enjoyed it.
Same.
I feel like he saw it because of us, and that might not be true, but I'm gonna take credit for it. Again, with Cult of Chucky, and maybe we should watch it. I won't watch Godzilla films. I just don't care. I'm going to be honest.
I like Godzilla films.
I know a lot of people like them. I never could get into it. I've tried a couple times. Just not my favorite. All right, what we got next?
We got Stacey V with Get Out, Split, Better Watch Out, Happy Death Day, because that shit was fun. The Killing of a Sacred Deer. Mind you, this list is subject to change based on my mood, but teetering on the edge is Life, Gerald's Game, Raw, Blackcoat's Daughter, and maybe a few others. I never saw Happy Death Day or Killing of a Sacred Deer.
I haven't either, but I want to see Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Same.
I don't really care if I see Happy Death Day, but I do trust Stacey, so I might check it out. I've heard mixed things.
Same, which is why I'm intrigued.
Does Blacktoad's Daughter count for 2017? Because I don't even have it on my 2017 list, I don't think. Interesting. I wonder. Yeah. Do you know when that came out widely? Let me look it up.
I don't remember. I mean, Raw came out last year too.
Yeah, but Raw was out in like film festivals. It wasn't out in a way for normal people to watch it. it didn't come out in the U.S. until 2017, so I guess I should add Blacktoad's Daughter to my list.
Great film.
I'm going to be honest, it's probably not in my top 10, but I really liked it.
But I liked it, yeah.
I liked it. Okay, what do we got next? Hannah O says, Split, It Comes at Night. It. Sorry, let me try that again. I'm going to do it again.
You need a do-over.
It's a lot of it sounds.
Mulligan.
Go. Split. It Comes at Night. It. Bra. Get Out.
Strong. Strong top five.
Yeah. I don't like It Comes at Night, but I like the other one, obviously.
I do. High five.
Cool.
Elizabeth. In Order. Ra. Get Out. The Shape of Water. The Devil's Candy. And Hounds of Love.
I don't even know what The Hounds of Love is.
Me either, but I want to see it because I like Elizabeth.
I do too. The Shape of Water, I've heard amazing things about.
Same. I really want. I might go see that this weekend.
Yeah. Haven't seen it yet. Jonathan W. says, Get Out, It, Personal Shopper, Split, and Brimstone.
I haven't heard of Again. Brimstone.
No idea what Brimstone is. I also want to see Personal Shopper. Mind you guys, we haven't seen all of the movies that came out in 2017. So
we're terrible.
Take our
list
with a grain
people.
Of salt. I know, right?
On Instagram, we have the OT Gourmet Geek who says, In Order, It, Get Out, Raw, Creep 2, and Dave Made a Maze.
Ooh, Dave Made a Maze is good.
Haven't seen it yet.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because you were like, you need to watch it with someone. And I was like, okay.
Yeah,
and then
you
I'm
do.
I'm a lonely human, so yeah. I didn't have anyone to watch it with.
Aww, I'll watch it with you.
Thank you.
Kung Fu Dracula says, It, Gerald's Game, The Babysitter, 47 Meters Down, and Can I Count Ash versus Evil Dead Season 2? It's three times as long as a movie and six times as disgusting.
Yes, you can count it.
I feel like, why not? I fucking love Ash versus Evil Dead. I haven't seen season two yet. It just got launched on Netflix recently, and I'm stoked to check it out.
I need to watch it, too.
Yeah.
Justin from Horror Business, there you go, says, It, Get Out, It Comes at Night, Thelma, and Gerald's Game.
Yeah, and I'd never heard of Thelma, and I looked it up. I looked it up, and it looks awesome.
Cool. I will need to check that out.
Twitter, we have at KMuckEVS says, Better Watch Out, Get Out, Autopsy of Jane Doe, and Creep 2. I think Autopsy of Jane Doe came out at the end of 2016, but I'll count it.
But again, to like everybody? Because I remember I saw it in December. Oh, yeah. It might have been January.
It came out in December, though, widely.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. I liked that movie a lot.
I did, too.
MJ Hogan 29 says, It, The Girl with All the Gifts, Get Out, Alien Covenant. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I wasn't a better person. And Split.
I haven't seen The Girl with All the Gifts yet. People
I
have mentioned
either.
That to me a couple times, and I don't know what it is, but I'm just not interested.
Me either. Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because I keep hearing amazing things, and I keep hovering over it, thinking maybe I should watch it today, and then I just don't.
There's just so many other things to watch that I just keep putting it on the back burner. I'll get to it eventually, and I'm sure I'm going to be like, why did it take me so long to watch this? Because that's what I do sometimes.
Me too, a lot of the times.
like The Guest or something.
Like The Guest, and I was like, what have I been missing out on? Oh my God.
Wait, is Dan Stevens in The Girl with All the Gifts? Because that's all it needs for me to watch
it. Put him
it.
In there and I'm in.
Yeah.
Is that inappropriate?
At Boss Captain Ross says, Get Out, Gerald Game, Split, Alien Covenant, and Death Note. Death Note? In the top five? You need to watch some more movies, Boss Captain Ross.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I really like your top three also. Your top three are on point.
The later the evening goes, the meaner we get. I apologize. I'm delirious.
Yeah.
And now I just want to watch Dan Stevens in anything.
Right? It's totally Dan Stevens time.
At Blink Bomber says, It, Split, Happy Death Day, The Babysitter, and The Belko Experiment. High five.
That's all right. That's cool. At Finn Horror says, Get Out, Split, Better Watch Out, Asshole, and Dave Made Amazed, with asterisks saying that those last two are alphabetical because I have at least a four-way tie after my top three.
Okay.
He keeps on with the assholes.
I have not watched this movie film yet.
He keeps bringing it up. I don't appreciate it because I feel like he's taunting me. For those of you who aren't aware, Assholes looks horrible. It looks like the worst movie ever made about butts and assholes. And I don't want to watch it. And he keeps trying to get me to watch it. And I don't appreciate it. What up, man? Chill with the assholes already.
I haven't even sort of looked into what that movie is all about.
I think I need to. Half the trailer is farts. Half the trailer is just people farting. I don't want to watch it. I'm not 5 years old. I don't want to watch it. I don't. Manya watched it and she was so upset after. And I was like, I don't want to watch it. I'm not doing it. I'm protesting this fucking movie. I'm not doing it.
I remember her being like, what the fuck, you guys?
She's like, why am I watching this? I hate you guys.
Oh.
Okay, so let's close out.
Okay.
So thanks to Troy from Kate Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Visit FinalGirlsHorrorCast.com for more information on them, to listen to any and all of our episodes, to find our Patreon link and our shop merch link. We have stickers to give away also. If you're interested in getting some stickers, then all you have to do is share our podcast on social media or rate and review us on iTunes and send an email to finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com with your address and we'll send some directly to you.
Final Girls Horrorcast is sponsored by Elizabeth, Mikey H, Nick B, Jonathan W, Black Cat, Miss Tab, and the OT Gourmet Geek. We are available to stream on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TunedIn, and pretty much anywhere else that you can stream a podcast. We are also very active on social media, so please interact with us. You can find us on Twitter at FinalGirlsHC and Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Final Girls Horrorcast. We also invite you to join our Final Girls discussion group on Facebook. You can find the link to that on our Facebook homepage.
Sick. And then as you guys might or may not know. On our Patreon page, if you are a Patreon subscriber, we are having a live stream on the 30th, which by this time will have already happened. So I'm not going to talk too much about it. We'll also be doing a live stream in January where we will be talking about the new Insidious film. Carly is very excited to do that.
Keep fingers.
And if you follow us on social media, you'll notice we have a poll up there that's probably ended by now. So you must follow us on social media, guys. It's very important so you can, be a part of this stuff. Because sometimes we think about things last minute and we decide things last minute and we don't have time to announce it on an episode.
We're very impulsive ladies. We can't help it.
we're going to have one more New Year's episode before we get started with our Universal Monsters for the rest of January. So on this poll, you will get to pick one of the following five movies for us to watch. Sorry, two of the following five movies for us to watch in next week's episode. It Comes at Night, Raw, Get Out, Gerald's Game, and Split, all of which were on our top 10 lists that we will cover next week in celebration of the new year. So maybe we'll keep the poll going through Monday night, just so you guys can have the opportunity to do that. So let's plan on doing that, Carly.
Sounds good.
So we'll close poll numbers Monday night, so that Carly and I can have time to watch Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. Maybe we'll push recording back or something.
Let's do that. Cool. I think that's a good idea. Let's close polling Monday night. So if you're listening to this on Monday, find us on social media, find us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, or even email us if you don't like social media and you're like, fuck all that noise, finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com, and let us know what your pick is by Monday night, and we will include that in our poll numbers. Again, the choices are It Comes at Night, Raw, Get Out, Gerald's Game, and Split. We'll take the two highest ranking films and do those for our next episode.
Yay!
Yay! That'll
Thank
be fun.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
That's
is
it.
Is there anything else to talk about? Are we good? That was a pretty long episode. We got through it, though. We did it.
Champions of the world. Our last recording of 2017.
Peace out, 2017.
Bye.
Let's fucking hope 2018's better.
It's our year.
Boy, bye. Boy. Bye. See ya. All right. So that's it for this week, my lovelies. Until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye.